In 1969, one of the biggest bands ever to come out of the state of Texas was formed in Houston.
Rumors spread around in that Texas town. About to check outside again.
And in the ensuing 50 years, ZZ Top has done its part to keep blues rock alive and well and served as unofficial ambassadors of Texas to the rest of the world. KERA's Stephen Becker talks with the director of a new documentary about the band, which screens this weekend in Dallas.
The film's called ZZ Top, That Little Old Band from Texas. Director Sam Dunn, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Stephen.
Well, to catch everyone up to speed, ZZ Top is a trio. Bassist Dusty Hill and drummer Frank Breard grew up in the North Texas area. They played together in a band, and then they set off for Houston, where they met guitarist Billy Gibbons. And it sounds like it was magic from the start. Here's Billy Gibbons in the film talking about the first time the trio played together.
Once Dusty took the stage, something magical occurred, and that first shuffle in C lasted for 3 solid, uninterrupted hours.
The sound we hear in that clip is from them playing live in your film, and in fact, you got them together in Green Hall in New Braunfels to plug in and play. What was that like to just capture them in that space with no one else around?
It was really important to me that we had the band play in a venue that really felt right for their music, obviously, but also the story that we were telling. We kind of wanted to put them in a room that felt a bit more intimate and kind of give it more of like a jam feel, where they were playing for each other rather than playing to, you know, a big hall full of fans.
How does being from Texas play into the band's identity?
You know, I think over time, they kind of used the phrase "that little old band of Texas," which was meant as a kind of a diss and a derogatory term that a journalist came up with, kind of dismissing the band. And they kind of turned around and tried to turn it into a positive and kind of took ownership of the fact that this is where they were from. Short answer is, I don't think you can really tell the story of ZZ Top without talking about Texas and Texan identity.
So ZZ Top gets pretty big in the 1970s. They tour relentlessly. But then they have this second act as this sort of unlikely stars of MTV. In 1983, they released Eliminator, which was their biggest album. And videos for those songs were in constant rotation in the early days of the network. Can you talk a little bit about how they embraced music videos?
They did it in a way that I think was really different than all other artists. You know, they kind of played up the mystique that the band had developed throughout the 70s. And then when it came to these music videos, they managed to kind of take that enigmatic vibe, if you will. And certainly from the film's perspective, you know, we had to talk about how that played a part in really landing ZZ Top literally and figuratively in living rooms around the world.
You mentioned that enigmatic quality, and I think that really is true. I mean, if Dusty Hill and Billy Gibbons shaved their beards today, I don't know that anybody would recognize them.
And I think that that kind of attitude of building this identity that kind of has remained fixed in time has kind of served them over the long term. I think that, you know, at the time in the early 80s when they grew these beards, it was kind of an anomaly, but in a weird way, it's like, you know, they could keep getting older, but you wouldn't be able to tell how old these guys were. So it kind of became, they kind of became these masks in a way, which kind of gave them this, I guess, a timeless quality. And to be honest, you know, even after spending a few years with these guys making this film, like, the myth will continue.
Well, Sam Dunn, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to me today.
Thanks for having me.